Hey, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So how do you guys treat this game this weekend? Is it sort of like a preseason game? A lot of resting going on?
You know, we're expecting everyone to play. I think we have had a lot of momentum going, and you know, we kind of want to keep that going. So we definitely want to get some work in. We're assuming that they might rest some guys, and we might have guys not play. We just don't know yet. But right now, we're expecting everyone to be ready to go.
Important for you to maybe play and stay in a rhythm since you've missed some time with injuries?
Yeah. My goal is to go in, and I'm not exactly sure what how much I'll be out there, what, you know, what we're going to do, but I'm expecting to play a full game, expected to get a lot of reps and just keep it going. I think I've missed a lot of time this year, and, you know, I need to get myself grooved in and continue to get work.
This may be the grittiest team you've been on there, kind of a different style, mentality, possibilities for you guys than previous editions?
You can call it that. I'd say we're a little different because we're in a situation where we're not used to. Since I've been here, we've won a lot of games. We haven't had a start like this and had to, you know, really come from behind and show everyone that, you know, we're capable of making it in the playoffs, and we're, you know, and we're one of the better teams in the league. So I think it's, you know, something new, but I think we've really rallied around the opportunity of us, you know, making it to the playoffs and just playing well. And I think, you know, we've had a lot of injuries this year, but, you know, guys who needed to step in and step it up made plays for us and kept us going. So it's definitely been a great year. It's been a long year, but we're excited about, you know, this opportunity coming up.
For defense, what matters most, points allowed for a season or total yards? What do you like to measure a defense by?
I would say points allowed. I think if you give a team a lot of opportunity, a lot of chances to score, and they're putting points up on the board, they're lessening your chance of winning. I think it really doesn't matter about the yards. You want to hold a team to less rushing yards and hold them, you know, big plays in the passing game. So, but there's, you know, I think overall the score really means everything. And you know, if you can hold a team to no points or hold a team to field goals when they do get in the red zone, I think you got a better chance of winning.
You guys have not lost a game since the Monday night game here back in October. Is there something about that game that woke you up, or what's been the difference since then?
You know, I think we just, you know, we understood during that time that we needed to pick it up. I think eight weeks ago, we really, really felt like we had the team, we got the personnel, we have the coaches, everything about this team is there. It's just us going out doing our jobs. And I think, you know, just the way our defense is if one guy is not doing their job, it kind of messes things up for everyone. So you have to be on the details. You got to be ready to execute. And everybody has to be accountable and take care of their job. So I think once, you know, we kind of realize that, you know, it's just getting back to what we do. And that's just playing close ball, playing fast, playing, you know, playing smart, reading our keys, and just, you know, going all out.
How well did Melvin Bullitt do subbing for you? What kind of ways are they finding for him to get on the field now? And you think they got to find a way to get him on the field next year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he did a great job. He came in as a rookie, made some plays on special teams. He started off it on special teams. I ended up getting injured. He was able to get in, get a lot of reps, and play a lot more. He's gotten better week in and week out. He's definitely a guy that we love to keep around here, you know, because he has a lot of upside. He's getting better day to day. So it's very exciting to see. And as a safety, you want to see those type of guys be able to improve and get better because you need them. You don't know who's going to go down. You don't know who's going to get hurt. You need someone to step in there, be able to lead, and be able to, you know, get the corners going, get the linebackers going, and be able to make plays. And Melvin has done an excellent job.
Has he been playing as the dime lately since you're back?
He's all over the place. That's one thing about Melvin is they can put him anywhere. They can put him at dime, nickel, safety. If they need to put him at corner, he can go there. So it's very exciting to have a guy like him on our team who's very versatile and can cover man-to-man and also can drop back in zone. So it's definitely got glad to have him on our team.
With this win streak that you guys have put together, Peyton is, you know, he's kind of seemed to rally and play a lot better. Is he the MVP of the league in your mind?
say so. In my mind, I definitely say so. He's, we really came through a hard time starting off the way we start off. We're not used to, but I think he's been the one who really has led us. Who, you know, we were 3-4. You know, it's easy to just give up and kind of say, you know what, we, you know, a couple more games here or there lost, we don't have a chance. So, you know, I think, you know, he's the guy who really picked it up. He understands. He's been in this. He's one of the few guys who actually has been in this situation before where they've started off not so well. So with him stepping in there saying, hey, we got to get this thing going, we can do it, and we need to get it going right now, he's definitely an MVP of our team. We're glad to have him. I'm glad to see he's doing well and back to himself.
As last year's defensive MVP, who do you see as this year's MVP, and where does Haynesworth figure that into that talk?
I like Haynesworth, man. I think he's definitely a great player. He's done a lot. He's had two excellent years, and we'll see what happens. There's a lot of voting going on today. I can't, you know, too bad I can't make that person go ahead and win the thing, but, you know, I think he's definitely a great player, and he's getting better. He's getting better and playing a lot more physical and just, you know, he's an all-around great player.
Who's your pick? Who would you pick if you had a pick for that?
There's a lot of there. I don't even want to say a guy because I know we have a lot of guys who played well this year too on our defense. So, I don't want to point anyone out, but there are a few people that I think this year definitely deserve it, and you know has played excellent the whole season.
He's gonna miss the last two games here. You've obviously missed more than you like. You buy the idea that Haynesworth, 14 games of Haynesworth is worth a 16-game price. 13 games of Bob Sanders might be worth a 16-game price because you guys are so dynamic?
It's kind of tough to say. I guess it depends on how important you are to your team and how important you are to, you know, your defense. I guess that all depends, and we're not the people to decide that. There's other people who decide how important you are, so I don't know.
Could you talk a little bit more about the challenge of getting this season going for you guys? Like you said before, it wasn't the typical Colts season at the you know at the halfway point right before that.
This year has been definitely different for most of us. There are a few guys who've been here during seasons when the Colts haven't played so well and needed a lift and a boost and just didn't start off on the right foot, but for the most of us, we've been so used to, you know, winning and making it to the playoffs and just, you know, the season's going well for us, and the way we started up this year was definitely tough for us. Definitely hard, but, you know, I think you always face adversity, whether in the beginning of the season, the middle, or at the end of the season. You face it, and you just got to be ready. And I think when it came around, you know, just happen to change and start to win and get on the streak, we were definitely ready. Like I said, I give Peyton a lot of credit for being the leader of that and you know, pushing everyone.
Was there a point in the season that you looked up and said, hey, we figured it out?
I don't think we have it all figured out. I think it's just us doing our job, doing what we got to do. That's what we've done in the past, and that's how we've won and went on to win a Super Bowl, is just doing what you do. You know, our defense, we play fast, we play smart, we play physical, and, you know, our offense puts points up on the board. And it's we play full 60 minutes, and that's what we want to do. We want to continue to build on that and just keep growing.
Looking back, what was the problem before that, at that 3-4 mark?
I don't know. Have a lot of things to blame. You know, we have no excuses, no explanations for it. You know, it's the NFL. It's just, those things happen. You just, whenever they happen, you just got to be ready for it and ready to kick it in gear and get moving.
Given your style of play, I think I know the answer to this. Which would you rather do? Would you rather intercept a pass or light a receiver up coming over the middle?
Personal goal, I'm all about the team. I'm not a selfish guy. Not, you know, all about myself. Getting the interception, I think, is the most important. And I think it's a turnover. It gives the offense the opportunity, another chance to to get on the field and put points up on the board. So I'd definitely say interception. Maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I might have said I like to hit a receiver, but now I understand the game a little bit more and understand it's about the team and helping the team move forward.
Is Clint Session maybe a little symbolic for you guys? When he got in the lineup, he kind of admitted he was learning on the fly, didn't really have a handle on everything, played a little nervous at the beginning of the season. You look at him now, and it seems like he really locked in, understands the job, had some time to learn on the fly, and got it done. Is that what happens there?
He's definitely our type of guy. He's fast. He understands what's going on, and he's a guy who wants to get better every day, and he works very hard. So with someone like that, you want them on your side because they have a lot of upside. They grow. They mature every day, and they want to get better and they want to win for the team. So he's been that way, and he's been doing an excellent job and making a lot of big plays for us.
As a guy who grew up in Pennsylvania, you're familiar, I guess, with the Steelers tradition. You surprised so much been made out of this terrible towel stomping, and you guys ever think of doing something like that when you play the Steelers?
I mean, I don't know what that question really means. I don't know how to answer that. I mean,
you surprised the people in Pittsburgh as worked up as they are that the Titans stepped on their towel on Sunday?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, I really have no idea about the situation. I haven't read much into it. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know.
How much motivation can guys use something like that as motivation? How much of that plays a part on game days?
Their situation, how does people get motivated?
Right.
I don't know. We haven't, I guess I really can't comment on that. I really don't know how that, I don't know. I mean, we haven't had that situation happen, so I can't explain that to you.
When you guys moved into the new stadium, I think you lost like two of the first three before you kind of got it going. Did it take a little of an adjustment time to kind of get that home field advantage back? Because in the dome, it was always so small, the fans kind of right on top of everything and loud. Did it take a little while to kind of adjust to a new field?
I don't think where we're playing makes a difference. We still got to, we got to do our job. And that's the only thing that matters. We can't worry about where we're playing and what type of field we're on or any of that. We got to go out and do our job, and I think that was just the main thing. It's just us getting back to doing what we do and doing what we do best, and it's playing fast, playing physical, and just having fun.